You hear some version of this every day. Maybe it's an iPhone, or your clock radio, or the travel alarm clock your aunt gave you one Christmas. For Japanese pianist Hiromi, this is the sound of waking up. This is the opening track on Hiromi's new album. It's called Move. And she's teamed up with some big names on this project. Bass guitarist Anthony Jackson and drummer Simon Phillips. And the idea is simple. Each piece of music represents a specific part of the day, from sunrise to sunset, and all the momentum, malaise, joy, and quiet reflection that are all part of one single day. Hiromi joins me from the studios of Swiss Radio in Bern. Thanks so much for being with us, Hiromi.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's walk through a day in the life of Hiromi, if you don't mind. We just heard what waking up sounds like to you. For all of us, really, that's a fairly universal sound, the alarm clock. You didn't try to make this overly complicated or abstract. I mean, you could have tried to write what a sunrise sounded like, but instead you went a more realistic route.
Yes, you know, I was thinking that I love all kinds of sound, even like car honk. I love it because sometimes, you know, when you're at the crossing points of the street, you hear like different car honks at the same time and you hear amazing chorus, and then I enjoy it. But there is only one sound that always just couldn't like, and which was the sound of alarm clock. And every morning it just bothers me so much. And I thought if I write a song using that sound, then I might be able to love it. It shows how hectic my morning is, really.
So the second track on your album is called Brand New Day. And this was striking to me. It's a fairly optimistic piece of music. Is this reflective of how you wake up after you have gotten over the shock of your alarm clock? Do you wake up on the right side of the bed, as we say? Do you wake up pretty positive about what lies ahead?
You know, when I wrote these songs, it was really good for me because I could really see objectively how my days are. So I basically wake up and I pack up my suitcase, check out from the hotel. Then I get in the car and usually I have to take like the first plane in the morning. So I usually leave the hotel before the sunrise. And when I'm just driving to the airport, slowly I see the sunrise. And I think that's why the Brand New Day, the song itself, really gives me the excitement and joy to go to the next city to play. You know, performing for me is, you know, it's always been a dream in my life. I'm so happy to be performing, you know, all over the world, and I feel grateful. So I think it shows.
So there's another track on here that marks the end of the workday. It's called Margarita, which of course pays homage to the happy hour. This is a time when the workday is done and it's time to have a good time. Let's take a listen. Very social about that song and that idea, too. You're not just leaving your work day and going home. You're saying, no, in the course of a day, it's a nice thing to kind of gather with people who are close to you and do some celebrating, huh?
Yes, and have a good time. You know, I played this piece in, I think it was Santa Cruz, and people started dancing, and it was great. I really enjoy playing this piece because I don't get to party every day. I have to, you know, play and travel.
But not so many margaritas in your life. Yeah.
No, but I get to party with this song, you know.
Do you ever stand up when you're playing that song?
Were you at my show? Yes. Yes, I stand up and kind of dancing to the music. That's my party time.
What time of day are you most creative?
It depends. You know, sometimes in the morning I feel so inspired and sometimes really late at night. I don't really have, like, this is a time for me to write. Hmm. But it's true that I tend to write little more inner emotional pieces in the late night. I come back to myself and really go deep to myself. One day is just 24 hours, but the day is a little bit like life itself, you know. You wake up, you're born. Then, you know, you sleep and you just finish your life, you know. And I think it's very similar. It's just continuous. Life is continuous thing, you know.
Hiromi, her latest album, is a soundtrack of a day. It's called Move, and you can hear more of it on our website. Hiromi, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.